Saturday is a sort of national holiday for record collectors. It's Record Store Day. First held 8 years ago, Record Store Day was created to boost traffic in local record stores with the release of special limited items. The sorts of things record collectors geek out about, like different colored vinyl or reissues of obscure albums. WFAE's resident record geeks, Marshall Terry and Sarah D'Elia, stopped by Lunchbox Records in Charlotte to see how it was preparing for the big day.
Scott Wishart looks like the type of guy you'd expect to run a local record store.
Yeah, glasses, almost 40, but could pass for 25, and wearing a Support Your Local Record Store t-shirt.
Before I worked here, I worked at another record store for 8 years. I'd been in bands and everything since I was like 15. And my brother and I had a record label.
Wishart opened Lunchbox Records around the same time Record Store Day began, which he says has changed a lot.
The first year there was, I think, 25 releases that came out on Record Store Day. This year there are about 400. It's a lot to manage. It's a blessing and a curse.
The work begins at the first of the year. It takes a few months to figure out what his very passionate customers want and what's actually going to sell.
We're in the back of your record store right now in your office, and we can barely, the three of us, myself and my colleague Sarah, squeeze in here because of all the CDs and vinyl we're surrounded by. It's a music lover's heaven, right?
I don't know if this is heaven. The irony is, at home, I'm a really, really neat freak, but I kind of gave up here.
Anyways, 400 items coming out just this year. Are you going to get all of those items in the store?
Generally, we get 95% of them. Some things, you know, get canceled. Some things are so limited we can't get. Like, there's some things where they make 50 copies. And, yeah, it's a roll of the dice.
What are some of the big items that people are talking about? Got a list here.
There is, we just found out, Jack White had bought the rights to the first ever acetate that Elvis had recorded.
And FYI, an acetate is the original recording where all copies of the recording come from.
We will have that. It's a 10-inch to look just like the original acetate of Elvis's first ever recording. I don't normally sell a lot of Elvis, but that's actually something cool. The White Stripes' Get Behind Me, Satan for the first time on commercially buyable vinyl. It came out before, but only as a promo. What else we got? A big one that a lot of people are asking for, but this is one of the cases where there are way fewer than there need to be, is a brand new Deja Entendu. It's kind of a emo band. It's big with the kids.
Wishart says despite having to wait in line and the possibility they may not get the record they want, most of his customers like Record Store Day.
Yeah, we spoke to one UNC Charlotte student who will be there.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Corey Simmons, and I'm 21 years old.
Is there anything in particular that you know is going to be coming out that you are looking forward to trying to grab?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Father John Misty single coming out. That looks cool. I'm actually really excited. It's going to be my first one, like actually going the day of, instead of, you know, seeing what's left.
For many Record Store Day items, demand often outweighs the supply. Wishart says it's not uncommon for customers to leave unhappy.
Yeah, I've had people get mad and storm off, but, you know, a couple years ago, there was a Dave Matthews box set that came out. They only made 500 copies. Pretty much every store got one. And Dave Matthews is a pretty big band. But, yeah, the problem is, you know, we get one, and all these people trying to get it, and they blame us, not the person who only made 500 copies.
So if you're dead set on a particular Record Store Day release, you better get there early. Wishart only allows a certain amount of people in at a time to make sure things don't get too claustrophobic.
You know, it sucks that people have to sit in line, but it makes them more comfortable when they're in here, so you don't feel like you're in some kind of, you know, Walmart Black Friday feeding frenzy.
Lunchbox Records is opening at 9 Saturday morning. They usually open at noon. You can find a list of other Charlotte area record stores taking part in Record Store Day at WFAE.org. For WFAE News, I'm Marshall Terry.
And I'm Sarah D'Elia.
I'm totally going to snag that Father John Misty single.
Not if I get there first.
Just one Cadillac will do to get us out to where we're going.
I brought my mother's depression. You've got your father's scorn and a wayward and schizophrenia. But everything is fine. Don't give in to despair, 'cause I love you, honey bear.